Welcome once again, ladies and gentlemen, to the Don and Wynn Show.
I think we're on the line.
I think we're here and on time for once. Amazing. Are you there, Wynn? Wynn, free. My co-host around. Anybody there? You can talk now, Wynn. It's safe. You can come out. No one's going to harm you. Honestly, come on out. You can crawl out. It's all right. Come on out here. Come on out here and speak to the audience. You're breathing very heavy. You're not doing anything illicit, are you? Well, folks, I think a cat has his tongue. I think he wants to be, how would you call that, rudely quiet. So since he wants to be rudely quiet, we'll just continue on the show until he decides to crawl out and talk with us. Folks, we have a wonderful show today. It's just going to be Wynn and I and the same old antics as usual. We got a lot of great things also happening on BBS Radio. If people are noticing, there's quite a number of changes. These changes have to do with the archives. Everything's automated. From now on, when the programs end by midnight, they're going to be already written to the new archive pages. So that's kind of a nice feature. The hosts get to have the opportunity to enter in short and long descriptions. And I think we're going to have a lot more people listening in solely because we finally managed to get an automated program. So we wrote the code, we put it in place, it's all secure, and we're very happy. And now we're finally able to start catching up on some of those back audios. What do you think of that, Wynn? Isn't that great? I think he's still quiet back there, folks. If anybody wants to call in, there's two call-in numbers here tonight. There's the one that Wynn's on, and then there's the call-in number. I got to get somebody to talk to. Wynn, we're going to give you about 5 more seconds, and then we're going to drop you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wynn? Well, sorry, folks. I just cut my co-host off. Hate to do it, but every now and again, if your co-host isn't being a co-host, then you need to go it alone, and that's what it seems like I'm going to have to do today with you folks. If anybody wants to call in, the call-in numbers are on the website, bbsradio.com. We have a U.S. toll-free number and a couple direct lines. Unfortunately, the Canadian numbers are still not working. We don't know why that is. I've been speaking with the two different 800 number companies that we've used, and they both seem to have the same problem. It seems for some reason we can't get an 800 number into BBS Radio from Canada. Very strange, folks. We've tried numerous numbers. We've tried two different companies, and we're still getting the same problem with a toll-free number from Canada. Why? I truly don't know. They say it's easy as pie, but we've been at this for months, and it doesn't seem to be getting us anywhere. So we're going to keep trying to work on that and see if we can come up with something for the Canadians. Stay with me just for... Stay with me, folks. Okay, we're back. Well, we got a lot of listeners out there. Again, if anybody wants to call, the 800 numbers are on the website. What do we want to talk to today, folks? Well, since it is just me, let's talk about my favorite subject, spirituality. You know, we've had quite a ride here with BBS Radio, and we have a lot of opportunities open to us and a lot of people that want to either make an offer to us or try something out as far as a joint venture. So we do have a few opportunities that might change things up even more here in the next couple months. So stick around, stay tuned, it might get lively. that switch? Do you have that little switch over on the side? There's a little switch over there. Gosh, I don't know where I put it. I was hoping to show the people here something new, but we don't have a little switch that'll make it happen. I apologize. Maybe we can do it next week. It's going to be a fun little thing that we were going to do that involved intros and exits, and we're going to parody on everybody's intro and exit. But again, we don't have that going, so we'll try it again next week. I do apologize for that. Folks, stick around. We're going to make a phone call. Since nobody's calling us, we're going to call out. So if you're trying to call in, you won't be able to because we're going to use the call-in line right now. All right. It looks like we have somebody online with us. It's my dear brother, Douglas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, excellent. It's good to be speaking with you. We did have Winfrey on here earlier, Doug, but he decided that he was going to be ultra quiet and not say anything, so I cut him off the air.
You're kidding.
No.
Huh.
Whacked him right off the air.
My gosh.
Yeah.
What, because he was being silent?
He was being silent.
So you don't like silent people?
You know, try to get him to talk. If he's not going to talk, he's just taking up one of the lines, isn't he?
Oh, well, hey, there's something to be said about that, right?
That's right. I'm in a different kind of mood, folks. We've had, you know, so much happening these past few days. My brother and I have been...
not speaking.
Well, we haven't been speaking because there's been so much happening. I mean, on your end and my end, and I guess we're going to be heading out here in August and again this month for a couple weeks. Are you going to be going to the Aseti?
What's that?
Are you going to be going to James Gilliland to the Aseti function?
The UFO function? I don't know what I can make these days, Don, you know? I want to make everything, but try to make time for myself is difficult.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm having the same problem.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like I said to Daniel. I said, look,
you are on the air, though.
Oh, that's right. I said, you've really got to build in the equation an idea.
Right.
And the idea might, if you're building something, the idea is to enjoy that and build it. But really, the ultimate goal is not to build yourself a job. The ultimate goal is to build something that you can enjoy without really having to work at it. And this business, that's kind of the, you know, it's work. Now I see where the business that you do is work too, and it's very, but it's enjoyable because it's on a different level, a level I wish I could spend more time doing.
I wish you could too, Doug. My twin brother is a partner and the co-owner of this, along with a few other people, but he keeps himself busy in the LA area with another project we have going, actually a couple others, so he's been very busy, and we miss him here because when he's here, we usually get some work done.
Yeah. You know, we're Donald. We're getting up there in age.
We are.
And the things that you think about through every different time period of your life, you go through different, you know, phases where initially you don't think about anything. You ever catch yourself when you were a kid and you went out there and you killed something, you didn't think anything about it? Remember that, Don?
You remember, little bugs, when
we were like 5 to 6 years old, going out, cutting up grasshoppers and feeding them to the ants.
Yeah,
to see
I
where
remember.
Their ant nests were.
Sure, and then sticking Raid into ant
and
nests.
And did you ever feel anything?
And pumping it way down about 4 or 5 feet down till the ant nest rose right out of the ground
with all the Raid.
Yeah, we were pretty callous.
Mm-hmm. But I never remember feeling anything. I didn't even know it was wrong.
I know. It's amazing the turnaround. When we were younger, I had the same thing. Things, when it comes to how you feel about life and all things living, was very different than it is now.
Yeah. And now I get to that age where I think about the enjoyment of life more so than I do about building something for the life that I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's why we built this, to bring the truth out to the people and to have a lot of fun doing it. And it just seems to be, you know, it's been so much work, but I see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. I think in the next couple of weeks it'll be automated fully, and things should be running on an even keel without very much work.
Good. Well, yeah. You know, I know one thing. As long as there's something to look forward to in that regard, there's always hope that it will change, yes?
Yes.
Well, I've lived off of that for about a decade, maybe 20 years. What do you think?
Who's that?
And sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But believe it or not, you got to make decisions before that point. You're always going to be living at some future point. You'll never live right now.
Ah. All right, folks. We're going to get Winfrey back. He's called up on the other line. I think he's willing to talk now. We'll find out. Doug, stay with us. Have Win hang up, and we'll call him right now. On the cell or at his home? Okay.
The reason I bring these subjects up on air is because, in many ways, being a spiritual-related show, some of the things that we think about, and we should take time to think about, are our own inner reflections of the things that happen in our life.
Hey, where were you?
Well, I hung up on you. I got rid of you.
Hello?
Hello. You there, Wynn?
Wynn?
It must be your cell.
Now, I think am I on the air?
You're on the air. You're on the air.
You know, I spent $100. I just bought $100.
I'm here, Wynn.
I just bought $100.
Hold on, Doug.
Cell phone is indicating.
I think Wynn.
I'm connected.
I think Wynn has problems. Are you still having problems, Wynn?
This is Winfrey of the Don and Wynn Show.
Can you hear me, Wynn? I think you might have a problem with your cell phone.
Hello?
Yeah. I think he's got a problem with his cell phone. Wynn, why don't I give you a call back on a different line, and maybe it might help. You see why I cut him off?
It's a comedy show.
It is. Comedy of errors. Hey, Wynn, if you can hear me. I think we lost him. We're going to try a different line and see if we can reach him on that, because I don't know if his cell's doing any good or what the deal is here. But we can try it again. We can do. Uh-oh, I think that's him again. Yeah, now he's trying to call me.
Have him hang up and tell him I'll call him on a different line.
Yeah.
You know, I can visually see this in my head.
I can't.
Yeah. More comic.
All right. Is he off the line? Excellent. I think we got him. Maybe.
Oh, there he is.
All right, Wynn?
Testing, 1, 2.
Testing. Are you there?
Hello, Don.
How are you? We got a clean line this time, or you still got problems?
Hello?
I think you got problems. We're going to hang up on you, and we're gonna let you try next week or Monday on your own show, Wynn, because I can't quite get a good signal to you. Unless
hello?
Wynn?
Hello?
Wynn? Hello? Wynn? Are you there, Wynn?
Don.
All right. Well,
anyways, I'm going.
Folks, I apologize, but again, I don't
let
think.
Let him go.
Let him go?
Let him go.
Wynn, you're gone. All right. He's gone. We won't let him in again, folks. We can't handle it.
So, what's new on BBS Radio that everybody should be thrilled about outside of automation?
Well, of course, it's not only automation, but all the hosts are allowed to now build their own bio pages. We now have all that done. We have the storefront done. We have it all tied in and secure, but we haven't launched it yet. But it is ready to go.
Hmm.
So the storefront's ready. The new bio building kit is already in use. The automation software is all working, and everything seems to be moving on.
My mind's just not on what you're saying. It's on the ringing in the background, knowing who's calling in and wondering.
Oh, yeah. That's Wynn.
Yeah. I was just wondering.
He wants to talk to somebody so badly, but no one wants to talk to him.
Really?
Well, it seems that way. Every time we get him on the air, he talks so damn much, I want to get rid of him.
Is there other people in the office?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you must have instructed them not to answer the phone.
No, I think they figured that out by themselves. I'm looking forward to coming and seeing seeing you and mother and father here this August, that's going to be quite a trip. I'm really looking forward to a vacation. It's been decades. And I miss you, Doug. I miss you very much. I wish you were working here side by side with me, but I know you are busy, but I do miss you. I love you, Doug.
I love you too, Don. I miss you too, man. I wish I was out there just so I could get outside in the acreage and work it with my hands.
Oh.
I really miss that. You have no idea how enjoyable that is to do nothing but
work
tend
with
the
your
garden
hands and
or
tend
till
the garden.
The soil.
Yeah.
There's great things that can be said about something so simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, hi, Wynn. I don't know what's going on.
What's happening now, Don? Because I actually hear another voice on the line.
Yeah. We just put a couple people. I just heard a ring, and I went click.
Yeah. So we've got them both online. Can they hear us?
What's that?
They can't hear us.
Yeah, I don't think they can hear us, but we're feeding in the line over to us. So we can hear them. Yeah, yeah.
So the audience, what
the audience can hear him and Michelle, because I just clicked the button to put their conversation over here, but I don't think they can hear us.
They can't hear us?
No, isn't that cool?
Well, Don, hey, bud, thanks for calling in, dude.
I have a number.
I guess you're going to get Wynn back on the show, and I'll let you go.
All right, Doug, I love you. I might be able to get him back on. We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay, Don.
Doug, you have a great evening.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, folks, that was my twin brother, Doug, and we're still waiting around here now for another. Is that you, Wynn?
671.
671-1011. So that was 818-671-1011.
818-671-1011.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let him know when.
I already know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You guys couldn't hear a word I was saying? Michelle, we heard every word. We heard every word through that line. I hit that button, and it just synced right over to here. But you guys couldn't hear me. Sure. We got another number for Winfrey, folks, so we're going to give that a try. Well, no, we can get the voice from over there, but we can't send it back through because that's on the separate system. So, yeah, so if it comes this way, it can't go back. All right, you ready?
Tonight.
All right. Is this Winfrey?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing, Win?
Hello.
Hold on. Bear with me. Bear with me, guys. We're going to fix this up right now. Hold on, Win. We can do this. Stay with me, folks. All right, Wynn.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Wow, have we had some phone line problems with you? What happened?
I'm just doing everything normal.
Wow. Where are you?
I am in Northridge right now.
Maybe the signals have been just whacked right out.
My cell phone is fine. I've been talking on it all day.
Really? Well, then something with this connection. I mean, we couldn't hear you or do anything.
I mean, I heard you say hello, 54321, and then I have a dead line.
But you had a dead
line. It looks like I'm still connected. The timer of my phone is counting.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's working now. It's just, for the life of me, I could not get a word into you.
Uh-huh. Are we on the air right now?
We're on the air. We're on the air. But your cell, is this another cell?
No.
Oh. Okay, just a lot of noise, and we're on an analog, so I don't know what would cause that.
Now, you don't have a lot of noise yourself.
No, I'm just hearing a bunch of shh, 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 every time you say something, or open up your mic, or whatever it is you're doing.
That's probably not it.
That's all right.
I'm using a... Sorry, let me see if there's another phone to use, okay?
Sure.
While we're talking.
Okay, John?
Yeah.
Better?
That's better.
Okay, good.
A little bit better. I can turn you up a bit.
Am I better now?
Well, I can honestly say that it's different.
Different. Okay, I'll go for that. At least I'm here, huh?
Yeah. Wow. That is quite the distortion. But we'll just go with it.
We're distorted?
Well, it's something to do with your lines. Somewhere, somehow, we've got the worst connection to you possible. It might, I mean, it could get worse, I assume, but...
It could get worse, don't say that. For all of you guys listening, it's the Don and Wynn Show. And, we are...
Hold on. I'm going to try to do something here. I might be able to help, but I don't know. Looks like you got a heck of a line there. Yeah. Well, Wynn, it's amazing. This is a one-of-a-kind radio show, my friend.
What?
I truly don't know where I'm at. I've been all I can hear is static in my ears. You'd think the Don and Wynn Show would be the finest quality show, considering I have the mic and all the equipment on this end of the scale, But that's not the case. Ours usually ends up being probably the worst.
Now, why is that?
Just by listening for a few seconds, I don't have a clue.
Now, I just took the external headset off, but this sounds bad, right?
It sounds a little better.
Is it better?
We can hear you a little better.
Uh-huh.
Are you driving or in a windy area? Or?
No, I'm sitting still. I'm in a room. There's no noise.
Do you hear any noise? Do you hear any whoosh? You don't hear that?
When you talk, I hear like static around your voice.
Interesting.
But it's not
interesting.
Like, it's not like
huh. Well,
this is without my headset, okay?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm here.
Which is first?
It's getting better.
Is it better?
Yeah, I mean, it's all sounding great to me.
Well, what the hell? Let's spend the whole show talking about the quality of my sound, okay?
That's okay. We can do that.
Right.
So what? Anything new in your world today, Wynn? Anything new in your world?
Absolutely.
Well, let's hear it. And I'm going to turn you up. I just hope it doesn't offend the audience.
I don't think anyone can hear me. Can they hear me?
Oh, I'm sure they can hear you. At least everything you're doing.
Well, let me see here. Hey, I got a question for you.
Fire away.
When we did our calling in of the lights last week, did you have an unusual experience?
Wow. Did I?
Yeah.
You have to bear with me, Wynn. I'm trying to figure out how best I can eliminate some of your noise. I just don't know if it's possible. Maybe that'll help a little bit. right. Well, that's about the best I can do on your line. Since.
Are you coming out clearly?
Huh?
Are you coming out clear?
Am I coming clear? I don't know. I hope so.
You ever read rents.com?
All right. Wynn, I don't know what you're doing, to be honest with you, because I can't get a clean signal to you.
You know what? I know what the problem is, Tom.
You do? What's the problem? It looks like I hear you talking to yourself.
You know what? I just turned on the Don Wynn show. You want to know something, Don?
Sure.
My picture is bigger than yours.
That's because your head's bigger than mine.
It is?
Well, I thought.
I think your head's bigger than mine.
Which head are we talking about?
I hear the hiss. You know what the problem is?
I don't have a clue, no.
I am at a friend of mine's house.
Right.
And he has a VoIP.
He has a what?
One of those voice-over internet protocol phones.
Oh, that's the deal.
And
a VoIP.
As I listen to it, I hear, we've been talking about our sounds for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that whatever your friend has is amazingly poor.
Now, would you like to try me on the cell phone again?
Well, that might do better than this.
I mean,
let's try it. I'm phoning you back.
Okay.
Sorry about this, folks, but again, this is the Don and Wynn show, so you pretty much get what we deliver. Could be worse. All right, are you ready? All right.
Before, I wouldn't hear you.
Well, now it looks like we have a better line.
Are we on right now?
We're on. And we've got a good line to you now.
Fantastic. About time.
That's amazing. That distortion was driving me absolutely bazonkers. Because I'm hearing it magnified in my headphones. And I could barely think. It was just trying to get through the show. I was just hoping the 30 minutes would go by quickly and I could hang up and go home. You know, I did. The last time we had the calling into the light, on the last time we had our show, yeah, it was very powerful. I felt it.
What did you experience, if you can put it in words?
I would almost have to say profound peace, profound space. It was really enjoyable. I mean, it was a great feeling. It was a profound feeling of more peace and space and connectivity. I really enjoyed it. I must say that was probably one of the finest closes to a show that I felt.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're doing an interesting thing with this calling in of the light. You know, with my group that's on that's been kind of regular on our conference line.
Right.
And, you know, we've been doing this regularly. And it's like the people that have been on the conference line regularly are having amazing shifts. Something, you know, in their lives. I mean, some of them are noticing little miracles. But, you know, it's kind of creating a group energy
that persists even between the calls. And so in a thing that happened spontaneously, I guess about 2 months ago, is I was driving somewhere, and I was in New York City, and I did a TV show there.
Right.
And we decided to do, and this was an experiment. I didn't know if this was going to work. You know, I talked to my sources about it, and they said it was a good idea. So I would go with a friend and go to certain locations in New York City while there would be a bunch of people on the conference line, and we would call in the light at that location and plant a light column there.
Right.
And they were saying this was a phenomenally great idea, because what it was doing was switching the energy, at least to some extent, in that location. And that what happens is when you go to the location,
right,
you do that, part of you, part of me, part of the people participating that are not in this realm can continue to hold the energy for that location,
yeah,
over time. So we went to the World Trade Center site, the United Nations, and the Brooklyn Bridge. And this morning, you know, a couple of people were driving around the Bay Area, and we were doing it. And we went to the Golden Gate Bridge and to Twin Peaks. I didn't go. I'm just on the phone. But I did go, in a sense, because my energy was driving around with the people, as were the other people on the phone. And, you know, metaphysically speaking, if you can, things start with energy. So if you can shift the energy, you can shift theoretically. It's hard to, this is one of those things that it's hard to prove that you're doing something, okay? Except when we're on the phone, there's an incredibly high energy that lasts for a long time when we do it.
Right.
And they say we're doing something. They say we're doing really, really good things while we're doing these things, you know? So it's an interesting experiment in anchoring energy from outside of this realm into this realm by our intentions. You follow what I'm saying?
I do, yes.
Yeah. I mean, just like when we call in the light, we're anchoring the energy from outside of this realm into this realm.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you know, I started doing this really as an experiment. I mean, I can feel energy. I can feel energy in a space. So I can tell when energy is coming in. And, but when you do it with a bunch of people on a phone line, and they're all over the country, and you call in the light, I'm trying to imagine if you could see what was going on, it would look like light was streaming in from somewhere else all over the country. And each person is kind of like an anchor for that light.
Right.
Lifting the vibration of things. So it seems like it's a pretty good technique of doing this that anyone can do any time without having to leave their home. And it's easy for me to do, although I'm tired today because
yeah.
I'm processing the energy. So, on that note...
So, you've been spending a lot of time traveling around, and that's kind of what I would enjoy doing. Oh, yeah. You know, I would enjoy spending a little time getting out and traveling a bit and seeing things and meeting people, sure. Love to. I haven't had that opportunity for a long time.
Well, you know what? You've got to make your energy travel because you're anchored so much in your responsibilities there, right?
Yeah. But that's going to change. I plan on getting out and meeting the listeners and putting on some of the BBS functions and really getting out there now. So this latter half of this year is going to be all about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna take the the grounding you've done with BBS.
And spread it around.
Turn it into an in-your-face kind of upliftment energy, yes?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you ought to hook up with that guy I told you about who does those expos all over California.
You know, I'd like to. I was speaking with a lady who wants to do the BBS radio, you know, set up the booths at the various expos and functions all over the place, and she's, you know, given me a synopsis of what it is and what it'll run and everything else, and I've looked over. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't had the chance to proceed with it.
I mean, next time I do one of his expos, I could go around and, you know, if I can work it, you know, I usually do workshops. If I can do my workshop an hour later, I can walk around and talk to his exhibitors, I don't know.
Yeah.
Promote BBS Radio while I'm there.
BBS Radio.
BBSRadio.com. What is the slogan for BBS Radio?
If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. And that's pretty much our main tagline, because it's what we identify with. If we just the absolute truth, uncensored, unmolested. That's how we like to present it.
Now, you don't have really political programs, do you?
There are a couple political programs. And the political programs are wonderful. I mean, we have a whole array from one end of the spectrum to the other. We've been looking for a call-in surgeon, who I'd like to have a call-in surgeon. I would also like to have a call-in comedian. And I wouldn't mind having someone who's a relationship counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get a few, you know, one of those three, we might have probably one of the most well-rounded networks in the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. I'm looking at the BBS schedule. Who is Carielle?
Carielle's Heartlink. She's Carielle Quinley. And she's just a beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. Spiritual lady. She talks about a whole bunch of metaphysical topics, interviews. Just a wonderful all-around program. She has a program once a month.
And you have that, you know that therapist that's in Sedona? Valerie?
Dr. Olmsted, yes.
Yeah. She's still doing her show, yeah?
She's still doing her show, yeah. And she's traveling around a little bit more now and doing a few more conventions. But, yeah, she's doing a show with us. The holographic physician is what she calls herself.
And I see Dr. Jimmy and Heather are going to be on your show.
Well, Dr. Jimmy and Heather, of course, they're with ASPR Radio. ASPR Radio. And I just like Jimmy. I think any man who can do the work that I've been doing, who can set up his own network and toe the line, my hat's off to him. I promise you that. That Dr. Jimmy or anybody else who's in this arena, my hats are off to him. I love him. Anybody out there trying to spread awareness, get people attuned to what's really going on and get them to open up their mind from the paranormal to the unknown, you bet. I love those guys. Dr. Jimmy, to me, is king.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful man. And his wife.
I believe that I was interviewed by him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a great guy. I mean, a guy who's actually got his... It seems like he's one guy who's got his head together, his thoughts together, his life together. He seems to be quite happy and just a big heart. You know, there's a man I really and truly enjoy. Yeah. So he'll be on July 3rd, Between Two Worlds, at 8 p.m. Tuesday, being interviewed by Derek White Skycloud, who's a spiritual medium.
And I see you also have Jackie Salvito.
Salvitti, yeah, E.T. Healing. The remarkable lady. Jackie and Veronica Entwistle. And I mean, she has a very highly listened to show. A lot of listeners tune into ET Healing on, I think it's Thursday nights. Is it Thursday nights or is it, I think it's Thursday nights. Yeah, fabulous. And Veronica's an intuitive. She also, of course, Veronica has her own show called Radiance by Design. And Jackie is basically a healer. And she works with the extraterrestrial energies to bring in healing. And she does a lot of talking about the different movements of the energy throughout the extraterrestrial worlds. And they have sometimes fabulous guests, but more often than not, they take call-ins or talk about what's occurring. It's just a fabulous show. If you haven't heard it, you really should tune in. It's a lot of fun, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun. You got two very robust hosts that just enjoy what they do.
You know what?
Hmm?
They're two attractive women, too.
You know, we have a lot of attractive women on this network.
Now, let's see. So I'm going through the PBS radio.
Yeah, we would fill up the schedule, folks. We're still getting about 3 to 8 people a day wanting to host on our network. Yeah, we're so far, but I got to tell you, we're just not putting on that many hosts. In fact, we're putting on none. We're pretty much ignoring it while we're getting all this automation and everything up to scratch. I can't handle the workload, and neither can the crew that we have here. It's just too much. So we're just keeping it an even keel till we get everything automated and up to scratch, and then we'll start filling in the rest of the slots. We have, I would say, about 500 people that have requested a slot.
Preston Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Another interesting guy, right?
Fabulous guy. Fabulous. UFOs and the Paranormal, Preston Bennett. He's written a few books. His is a little strange show because it's usually from one topic to the next in the paranormal realm. It's always different. Every show is a little different, but very interesting. And he's got a good listening crowd. We got some great shows, some new ones that have come up. There's maybe 5 or 6 new ones that are finally starting this month. So there's a few new shows coming in this month that's already up on the schedule. Again, we're probably not going to be booking any more shows for another week or two until we can really get some of this workload behind us. But then we'll start filling in all the slots.
And then there's Nick and Sylvia Avery.
Mm-hmm.
They were on our show, weren't they?
They were.
Who do they channel? They channel
Gregory
Hale.
Mm-hmm. Born in, I believe it was the 1700s. It was 1742 or something like that. He was born in England.
Mm-hmm.
And he died. He was run over by a horse carriage, I believe. And now he's being channeled by Gregory and Sylvia. A lot of wisdom there. If you want to hear a deep trance medium that goes into trance mediumship and then comes back later from what we're told, he doesn't remember, what transpires while he's in trance. But the information that comes out is fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember we talked to Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
It's in our archives. Right?
I've met with him. I met with Mick and Sylvie. I met with them when they did a reading for me live, right in front of me, and he went into trance there, and very interesting, very powerful. I really enjoyed it. It's quite unlike anything I was previously exposed to. Fabulous. If people ever want to get a really detailed reading who they are or what their life path is or anything like that, Mick and Sylvia Avery probably going to do a fabulous reading for them. If they go to spiritsworkradio.com, yeah.
And your number one show is The Dr. Fred Bell Show, yes?
We got a lot of number one shows. There's we've got a lot of people now tuning in from all over, and a lot of the shows are picking up so heavily that I don't know if that's true anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I know he has a massive crowd, but there are quite a number of shows that have massive crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've grown a little. Just a little.
I'm looking here. Nancy Wallace.
Nancy Wallace, yes. Nancy's Metaphysical World and More. Yeah. That's a great show. That one recently started. Fabulous show. Absolutely fabulous. And she's a beautiful, beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of these hosts and what they're creating here with us and all the love that they put into what they do is a transcending energy. I'll tell you, if you're around it long enough, it'll change it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love your show. It's finally gotten up there where I can tune into it without the beeping and the clicking.
Well, is it getting better?
It's starting to. It seems you're able to moderate the conference a little better.
Yeah. You know what? I'm learning how to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually sounds fairly decent. I don't have to keep scrimping every time somebody thinks, oh, my gosh, these radio people don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
I keep back there saying, but it's not us.
Did you listen to the show last week?
Yeah, I caught some of it, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Let's see. Sound Healing Radio. Oh, now you have two shows that almost have the same name.
Sound Health and Sound Healing. Yeah, Sound Health is with Sherry Edwards. And
different people?
Well, Sound Health deals basically with interviews around bioacoustic type of healing methods, and of course she also has Vocal Profiling Live, which is Mondays, and that deals more with the biofeedback or N-Voice, which is a fabulous program. It just takes your voice pattern and analyzes the frequencies, tells you what you're missing and what you have, and then it lays out your personality and whether you're a liar or a drunk or somebody who's coming from their heart, or somebody who's constantly paranoid. It actually brings out this information in a full printout. Amazing. So it's kind of like a handwriting analysis, only done with your voice. And I would tend to think extremely accurate compared to the handwriting. And then, of course, Sound Healing is with David Gibson.
But they don't know each other, right? That was just coincidence.
Well, I don't know how well they know each other. I think a lot of the hosts know each other very well. I'm sure they know of each other and have talked together. I don't know what it's led to or anything, but I'm sure they know of each other. Hard to say.
And then, of course, here's Spiritual Hollywood.
Kate Romero. Boy, isn't she a treasure. I mean, I love a woman going into Hollywood and going nuts. Spiritual Hollywood. Yeah, I remember when we started that program.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing fabulous with it. Fabulous.
She's had some pretty high-profile guests on, hasn't she?
She's had a few, yeah. Some good ones, yeah. We're hoping to get on a few more. I mean, there's a few high-profile guests that I would love to get on permanently. But we'll see how that goes. I'd love to have David Icke on our network permanently. I would love to have Patricia Cota Robles, Linda Moulton Howe. I could go on. I could just start naming them off. There's a lot of people we'd love to have on our network. You know, we haven't, some of them we haven't approached. There's like one or two that we have that are thinking about it. But there's most of the ones we're going to have to approach and see whether they want to have a show with us. But we're now, you know, of the size that it would behoove them to do so. And we would love their energy.
Mm-hmm. And the Kate's website. She is one charismatic person.
Terrific girl.
So, anyone listening to the Donna Wynn Show tonight that want to share some of their favorite shows?
They won't be able to. We only got 4 minutes.
Well, we got 4 minutes?
4 minutes to call in the light, hang up, and go home.
6:51. Todd, we were talking for an hour about...
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. All the shows on BBS.
Well, some of them.
But you know what? We were polite with each other.
That's right. We managed to get through another hour of the Donna Wynn Show together.
Yeah. And hi, Hildy. And we know Hildy's listening, and we think so anyway.
My mother's always listening. That's a person I miss so much. Yeah, it's really, really, really tough being so far away from your folks when your folks are ailing and, you know.
How's her health doing?
Oh, boy. It's you know, she has, she's hanging in there.
Okay.
You know, she's hanging in there. She
you know what?
You know, she has the physical problems can't be surmounted. That's the unfortunate thing.
You know what? When we call in the light tonight, I'd like everyone to, like, let's do a special calling in the light, sending it to Hildy.
Well, thank you.
Don's mom, who is an angel. And we all wonder how Don and Doug could have come out of her, but nonetheless.
Me too, my friend. Me too.
I'm sure she did a really good job of mothering you guys. But you know what? Karma is karma.
Karma is karma. That's
even when you have a wonderful mother. Oh, Doug's gonna call now and get on my case. So, listen, we end this show with a calling in of the light, and that is my term for all of us listening to create a group attention and to connect up with those other forces on the other side of the veil. Intention moves us through the veil, and there's a lot of beings there, and there's a lot of help there, and that it's part of my job to help create the portal through that veil that you guys and me too can tap in to those energies. So when we do that...
I have a question before we do that.
Yeah.
It would certainly be an interesting show if we ever did one show just about calling in the light, the whole show. Like a half-hour show or something?
Mm-hmm.
You should think about that.
Just
a half-hour where just the network and any listener calls in, and all we do is call in the light for 30 minutes.
Why don't we try it on the Donna Wynn Show 1 week?
Why don't we?
You know, and...
I would like that.
Yeah. We could do it. You know, one of the things we do is, like, if
we got 30 seconds, though.
Yeah, I better do this fast. we'll start talking about it earlier one week, and then...
make it happen.
And expand out on it, okay?
Sure.
So, Father, Mother, God, we ask right now for the presence of the light to surround and protect Don, myself, and every person listening on the line, and that any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. There's an energy that flows through our universe, sometimes called the unified field. And everyone that's listening has that energy flowing around them right now. We'd like to ask you to be as sensitive as you can be to that energetic flow and expand yourself outside of your body and experience that you actually are that energy. And that your intention can control and expand and manipulate that part of you that's energy. And those of you who are following along would like to ask that in this moment of your free will choice that we combine our energies, all our listeners, right now, in one great group energy, and we ask those sources who are positive, service to others, on the other side, that would so choose to join with us. And we are now part of one huge cosmic energy. Some of you can feel it. Some of you can feel a shift. Some of you get goosebumps. Some of you feel a pressure on the top of your head. Some of you, if you close your eyes, you see patterns of light. That's how it downloads into the physical. But what's more important is, with this energy, since we are creators and we're co-creating for the highest good of all concerned, we can send this energy where we might choose for the highest good. So I'd like to ask everyone who's listening to think of someone or more than one person in their life that needs healing, that needs upliftment, that you need the relationship healed with that person, and send this energy to them for the highest good of all concerned.
Thank you, Wynn.
And now, let's send this energy. I'd like all of our listeners to send this energy to Don's mom, Hildy, for her highest good, for her health and her healing. And if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't be here today. And we thank Hildy, and we thank Don, and we're going to bring this episode of the Don and Wynn Show to a close. We're going over 3 minutes. Sorry, Don.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
Let me just say, those of you who felt something, check in to the Wynn Freak conference call on Monday at 6:30, and there's more of the same. And you all have a wonderful week. God bless you, Don.
God bless you, folks. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you very much. And to all our listeners, we'll see you next week. We're going to be up with Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Fred is away, so we're going to have Steve Barish on hosting the show for Fred Bell today. So stay tuned. We'll have him up live in just a few minutes. Thank you.
I love you.